Next to your home, your vehicle is where you'll spend a good amount of your life. So make the ride exhilarating. Introducing the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60, a luxury SUV designed to help you conquer life in style. The all-new QX60 features ample cargo space, available massaging front seats, and a panoramic moonroof. It's as functional as it is stylish and as versatile as it is serene. Visit InfinityUSA.com to check out the all-new, fully reimagined Infiniti QX60. Now with extremely limited availability, contact your local retailer for inventory information.
This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Kolov.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Kolov, the Devil's Nightmare. Today on the show, dear friend, actually calling in from Aiken, South Carolina, down that way, Bill Turner. Welcome to the Q&A show with Kolov.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great to have you here. And of course, Bill, we go back now a couple, 3 years, I guess, or maybe more. Yeah. When we first met down there, I think the first time we meet at Brian and Jamie Johnson's car dealership, is that the first time we met?
Yes, sir, at Crescent Automotive here in Aiken.
Crescent Auto. Shout out to Crescent Auto, Brian and Jamie. And what a thriving business they have there. Hey, everybody drives a Crescent, so you should
that's
too.
That's right. They definitely right? got it going on.
Yeah. And, well, for anyone who doesn't know, I mean, you have a pretty distinctive voice there, Bill. Gosh, you should be in radio.
Thank you so much for that. I am. Just a little bit. I do have a couple programs on a local Christian station here in Aiken.
What station?
It's WCC 99.9 FM, where you get the meat to go with your daily bread.
Oh, another little cliche type of where you get the meat to go with your daily bread. Because last time I checked, man does not live on bread alone, but by
right.
every word, which is the meat that proceedeth from the mouth of God. That's good, man. That's good. And can people catch it like online or something? Can they catch that or what?
Yes, they can go to cwchrist.com, and all our shows are, well, all our programs are on there. And they can listen live 24/7. So
24/7. And you're putting together you're on Mondays, is that right?
Yes, Monday mornings from 8 to 10. It's called Your Morning Manna.
And do you do that by yourself, Bill?
No, it's with my lovely wife, Dana, and another pastor. Her name is April Babb, and we call her our church daughter, and that's Cassie Johnson. So I'm surrounded by three powerful women of God, so they keep me straight.
Wow. So I'm just picturing this in the studio. So you got three roses and then you got the thorn right there.
You always got to have thorns with roses. So.
Hey, and you are in September, Bill, you are putting together a wrestling for revival down there in Aiken, South Carolina. Wrestling for revival, right? And I think, what are the dates on that and where's that going to be located?
Well, it's going to be located at a, we call it the Revival Barn. It's actually located on Goshen Farms, and it's actually connected to the property that I live on. So we came to this area specifically to be a part of their ministry. But it's going to be September 18th through the 21st. That's this year. We're going to have some big names in wrestling come down, and we were blessed to have like a super powerhouse evangelist come on board also. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, Frank Shelton, world-renowned evangelist from Maryland, and Magnum TA will be there one night. Lodi, who else? Hopefully or possibly the total package, Lex Luger and Jackson Riker, is that right?
Yes.
WWE yes. Hall of Fame, or not Hall of Fame, WWE fame, TNA. And yeah, you got quite a lineup of wrestlers.
Oh, you forgot one, brother.
I did? Who'd I forget?
Nikita Koloff.
Yours truly, yeah.
That's right.
That's going to be me. Man, if you're in Augusta, Aiken, well, anywhere within a couple hours, Columbia, I mean, what are some other towns within a couple hours or more?
Because you're going to Spartanburg,
South Carolina, Greenville. Yeah, I mean, just all over, right? So come on down, man. We'll kick off the revival. I think Frank and I will be in a couple churches Sunday morning, and the revival will be Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, right? And
yes.
Some great stories and testimonies. And so I just appreciate you putting that together, September 18th through the 21st, Wrestling for Revival. We'll make sure and get more information, all that social media and all that good stuff as well. And that's awesome. And now besides radio you and your bride, I know you just built the new house there on that, like you said, near that property, but what else keeps you guys busy?
Really, church, of course. We're very active in our church, and our grandchildren. That keeps us running. So,
well, grandchildren have a way of doing that, that's for sure. I now have 10, and... Four children, 10 grandchildren, and I am at a loss at this point of keeping whose birthday is when. Like, for real. I'm like, I've missed more birthdays now than I ever have in 25 years. But anyway, the grandchildren. And is that Pastor Paul Babb? Is that who you're with, the church?
No, sir. It's Pastor Henry Schaefer. Now Paul Babb is
April's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Because in your church is what's the name of your church?
It's University Parkway Church of God.
University Parkway COG.
Yeah.
Church of God.
We call it the Freedom Church. So
come on, come and get free. Come and get fed meat and daily bread. I'm sure too.
You got that right, brother.
Well, hey, listen, it is Q&A with Koloff, and we've had some fun here over the years. And well, let me, before we get to your questions, let me just real quick. Of course, you know, I mentioned Lex Luger, and he and I co-facilitate a camp called Man Camp, of which you attended a camp. How long ago? How long ago did you come to Man Camp?
It's about a year and a half. So, okay. I mean, this next, March, it'll be 2 years.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Gotcha. Okay. And I know in talking to your bride as well as some others and heard stories of your co-hosts say, I don't know what happened to Bill on that camp, but whatever happened, I'm going to send my husband, or I want another, you know, I'm going to recommend my friend or whatever, right? So I just real quick, what was one of the greatest takeaways or the biggest impacts for you in attending Man Camp?
I mean, I've got a whole list of things, but the one that's affecting me now is learning just to be quiet, keep my mouth shut, let things kind of progress before I speak. And that's always been a problem with me. Even when I was younger, my father used to say, "Boy, you need to be quiet sometimes." But that's for some reason that has popped up in my life. You know, really, this past couple months, I've just been taking the time to think more or less before I speak. And you know, you gave us a lot of quiet time at Man Camp to where we could reflect on the issues that were going on in our life, and we could pray on it, and you know, seek that wisdom. And that's where I'm at. You know,
that's these awesome.
Past couple months.
Yeah, and so a year and a half. Couple years later, for the ladies listening out there, have you ever considered to encourage your men? Don't say, "You need to go to that camp." Just encourage them. Say, "Hey, you have my blessing if you want to go to this Man Camp I've heard about." And I had a woman the other night at an autograph sign I was doing in Alabama who said, I really want to introduce my son to this. And she messaged me afterwards and said, he's really interested, would really like to go. So anyway, so lasting fruit, right? A year and a half, going on a couple years later, the camp is still impacting you personally. And of course, you remind me of a couple scriptures, Bill. You know, James 1:19, be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to anger. And then another one too, proverb. I mean, there's tons of proverbs, right, when it comes to our words, but you know, wise man thinks carefully before speaking. And then last but not least, the THINK acronym, right? Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it inspiring? Is it necessary to even say it? And is it kind? Right. So,
right.
Anyway, so hey, let's shift gears here. Let's give you the opportunity to ask me a couple, three questions, and we'll roll there. Let's go. Question number one.
Okay. Hopefully, you're more prepared this go around. But,
I can't guarantee that, but go ahead, Bill.
Okay. I mean, you helped me tremendously in my walk and in my marriage, and along with all the other fellas that I know that were in relationships and went to Man Camp. And it's a personal question, but I would just like to know if you have a significant other, if you have a, you know, like a love interest in your life.
Well, I do, man. Every day that goes by, I fall more and more in love with Jesus. And, and that is actually a true statement. It's not the question. It's not the answer you were looking for in regards to your question, but that is an actual true statement. On a very serious note, that is part of my goal, is to fall more and more in love with him in my relationship with him, and just my passion for him, and then more specifically, leading into what you were actually inquiring about, I am not in a sold out, serious relationship with someone of the other persuasion, a woman.
Right.
Friend, but I have a dear, dear woman friend, a great companion, and who. I am building an incredible friendship with, and you know, perhaps one day it might lead to something more serious. But right now, man, we just enjoy each other's company. We do a lot of things together and just have fun, man. We just have fun together, and Yeah, she's an adventurer. She loves to go on adventures as well as I. And so we'll see. I'm certainly in no rush by any means or stretch of the imagination. But at the same time, I'm open to that. If seriously, if the Lord would lead me down that path, I am open to a more serious relationship. If that's what if God makes that crystal clear, does that make sense?
Yes.
So okay, well, good question.
Well, I mean that's good because Dana loves you. When you last time we got to see you when you left, she's like, I pray he doesn't have someone that, you know, God will send him someone.
I appreciate it. I've had plenty of people offer, and I'm like, I'm not sure. Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Hey, I've got this girlfriend. I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
Hey,
okay.
Yeah, I got a sister your age.
Yeah. I literally had someone say that, Bill. Hey, you know my sister? And I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. I hope she finds somebody.
All right,
question number two.
this question is about the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I know y'all were friends, especially during your superpower run.
Yes.
Did you get to speak with him before his death? Any? You know,
we didn't. Of course, we were tight and close while we traveled exclusively together on the road for two plus years. Made a trip to Atlanta one time randomly after I retired to give him the first book I had written called Breaking the Chains. I need to get it. It's out of print right now. One of my goals is to rewrite that and get it back in print. Very simple read, Breaking the Chains. And the idea, it was just about my salvation experience. It was written that someone in elementary school or someone who's never been schooled could read it and understand a plan of salvation. And I gave him a copy of that, drove all the way to Atlanta, took him out to lunch, gave him a personalized copy of that, and drove home. And then a friend who was in his camp at the time later told me he went into the office, closed the door for about 2 hours. So I know he read it.
Right.
And so post that time, we would cross paths and or stay in contact with one another, but we weren't, you know, seeing each other or talking to each other all the time. So, you know, I was a bit surprised, to hear of his passing because it had been a while since I had seen him. But great memories with Dusty. In fact, I'll share, since you brought it up, I just thought of this recently because I went a while ago to the movie that's been out, Elvis.
Yeah.
I was a huge Elvis fan over the years, just was. And so anyway, I wanted to see the movie. And I was reminded how my first trip ever to Graceland was with the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, baby. Yeah, could you picture that? The American Dream of the Russian Nightmare touring Graceland together in the height of our superpowers days. Like we had a random day off in Memphis, and we're like, hey, baby, let's go see the Graceland. And he'd never been, I'd never been, and we were trying not to detract from all those who were there to see Graceland, because there were a few superpower fans touring Graceland that day as well. But anyway, for the listeners out there, there's a little fun fact, side story. So good question.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, good question.
Awesome.
Next question.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network. Nikita Koloff here. Have you registered for the Morningstar Men's Conference in August? Not yet? What are you waiting for? We have an amazing lineup of speakers, including NBA All-Star Al Wood, WWE Superstar Lex Luger, General Jerry Boykin, David and Jason Benham, the Benham Brothers, world-renowned evangelist Frank Shelton, Chris Reed, Dr. Rick Joyner, and yours truly. Get registered today. Go to mstarevents.com.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
This one pertains to Tully Blanchard.
Okay.
I know he's got a radio ministry and all that. His daughter, Tess, is wrestling now. But do you ever run into him or have any contact with him?
Yes, we talk from time to time. We'll catch up with each other. Of course, I've interviewed him on the Man Up
right.
show. So if those of you go into the archives, those of you listening, and pull up Tully Blanchard's, had a couple great, I think I did a two-part with Tully and told some stories. He shared some stories. He's like, I've never shared these stories before. So I guess I was able to pull a few stories out of him. But and he has a full-time, he's on, I think presently on staff at in San Antonio at John Hagee's church and heads up their prison ministry as well.
Right.
And so we talk from time to time, and we occasionally might show up on the same golf course at a celebrity golf tournament. So I think the first, even before Ted DiBiase, I think Tully was the first kind of big name guy who came out and professed Christ. Of course, for those who don't know the story, go listen to the show, really, because it had to do with him failing a drug test for WWF at the time and getting fired. That led to him cry out to, if you want to say, or call out to God in the middle of the night and encounter Jesus, and his life was forever changed. And so,
amen.
Yeah. Yep.
Amen.
Great question. All right, we got time for one more, Bill. You got one more?
One more. Let's see. Yeah, I meant to ask you this last time I saw you, just random, because this picture came up the other day. Did you ever wrestle Abdullah the Butcher?
Abdullah the Butcher. I want to say yes, and I answer it that way for this reason. There's so many times, and the fans out there, you fans are amazing, like for real. I'm not just saying that. It's not